fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm here again today with Sister Ann Shields. Sister Ann, hopefully, will be able to be my guest all week long here. I've been wanting to bring Sister Ann into the program. She, as you know, she's the star of Food for the Journey. She's got one of the most listened to Catholic radio programs in the country. But Sister Ann's got all kinds of fruitful ministry and an amazing story. So I said, Sister Ann, why don't you come on in and just talk to my listeners about your own personal testimony, your own journey with the Lord. And I think there's a lot that can be learned for all of us. I know we began yesterday. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right on your computer or download them on whatever device works for you to listen to them at your leisure. Lots of other good stuff and a lot of wonderful stuff on that website by Sister Ann. A lot of good articles and teaching and products that she's written and CDs and DVDs and the like. But Sister Ann, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's good to be with you.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. And I've known your story and I've been so inspired by just seeing God's work in you. And I'm so grateful for the friendship that we've been able to have all these years. But it's pretty amazing the anointing and the call that God has had on you. It's interesting how it's unfolded. Yesterday, you talked about your religious sister. You actually had faith. You were teaching at school. You were liking it. There was a kind of crisis that happened in the late 60s with different religious orders, and you kind of got caught in the middle of it. And in the midst of it, you began to cry out to God in a new way because you were losing your faith, you said, because there was so much confusion between what kind of the church was teaching, what the religious orders were saying. It was very difficult. And as you began to cry out to God, the Lord led you to a prayer meeting. Father Michael Scanlon was leading, and one thing led to the next, and the Lord just baptized you in the Holy Spirit. And so we talked about that yesterday and what that meant, and it started to radically change your life. So would you mind describing that a little bit more again and then just picking up and tell us more of the story?
I had been asked by a sister who had been very good to me during that difficult period to take me to a prayer meeting, which I was confused by all of that. And would I take her to this prayer meeting? So I did a series of them rather reluctantly, but I did. And it was right after one of those prayer meetings the very next day that I experienced such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't have described it that way. Yeah. I was just left the chapel, walking up a flight of stairs. And as I've often said, if I could go back to that convent today, I could show you the exact step. I was just walking up.
You actually did that with me once. I don't know if you remember that. We were there one time, remember?
Yes.
You pointed, you said, that's right there.
That's
there.
Right there.
Yeah.
So I was on my way up the steps when it was like I experienced joy from the tip of my head to the soles of my feet, but it felt like water. That's what it felt like. And my first thought was, oh, dear God, I'm losing it. I mean, I had gone through so much depression, and I am losing it. But what happened was such an experience of joy, like I had never had. It wasn't just different than the depression. It was a joy like I had never, ever known. And I just spontaneously said, Lord, what is this? And not audibly, but in my spirit, so clearly I heard these words, this is my Holy Spirit. It's all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, one of the beautiful gifts is joy that God gives us. And it's a joy internally that you've entered more deeply into the presence of God, which is what the Holy Spirit does. He guides us into union with the Father and the Son. All of a sudden, years of catechism came alive. What had just been words on a page that I believed and assented to and lived. Obviously, I was a religious. I lived it. But at the same time, it suddenly became real. And the Lord, what I heard that day was, this is my Holy Spirit. And I have to say, Peter, it's never gone. It ebbs and flows. There are times when I have to dig a little bit underground for it.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
And it's a joy that, as Jesus said, and that joy no one shall take from you.
Yeah.
And that's really been my experience.
It reminds me of the woman at the well.
Yes.
In the story, Jesus said, what I'll give those who thirst is water that I shall give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
That's
it's like he tapped the well in a deeper
exactly.
way.
And yeah. I couldn't have quoted that scripture at that point yeah. in my life. But that was the experience. And yeah. it radically changed my life at that point. So,
in some ways, you didn't know what you didn't know, right?
I mean, right. I didn't know.
Being faithful every day. You were trying to be what God wanted you to be. You were part of the religious order. You were
right.
serving. And it's all
right.
valuable and very important and part of the whole life.
Right.
But you didn't realize there was more.
There was more. So much more that yeah. God wanted to give us. But I think there's a way all of us at times can say, okay, I've got that sacrament, I've got the certificate, I've passed this. And we begin to treat it like an academic, what the church teaches, and yes, I've got it all. But we haven't entered into the relationship that God wants us to have. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. But God never violates our free will. And if we're not open to, Lord, do you have more for me? What do you want to show me? So through my period where I would now say I lost faith, with all of the challenges and difficulties in religious life, especially in the 60s and 70s. Some of that continues, but not to the extent in the way that it was then. And that's where I really did lose faith.
So you began to experience a new kind of joy that was rooted in a more living and vital relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
As Lord of your life. What other kind of things began to change in you at the time?
Well, I was teaching high school. I had taught, I was in different high schools, but I had, in some cases, the students followed me for one reason or another. And then when I was teaching college, the same thing happened. Some students who had seen me in high schools in the diocese ended up at that college. So I got to know a number of them very well. And I remember the day I was in the classroom after school, and a number of juniors and seniors would just come into the room and work there. And I had had several of them, as I said, when they were younger. And so they were just in the classroom, and one fellow from the back of the room just made, I don't even remember now, but just some very funny remark to the entire room. And I shot back a response. It just came to me, and I just jokingly said something to him. And I looked around, and they were all, like, startled. And then this one young man, I'll never forget him, he was near the front, and they were the ones that had seen me go through this bout of depression. They had witnessed it for a good year. And all of a sudden, this one young man, I'll never forget him, he looked up and he said, hey guys, she's back. And the whole room just burst into laughter and delight. And I looked at them and I said, you noticed?
Yeah.
And this one young man looked up at me and he said, Sister, we've been praying for you every day. And I've never forgotten that. We've been praying for you every day. It was just a moment, you know, in when you're teaching, when you sense a rapport at a much deeper level.
Yeah.
And so some of them keep in contact with me to this day. And
how about
it's
that?
It's
yeah.
just such a sense, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit. He always seeks to unify, to invigorate, to enliven, to make us true disciples, as I said yesterday on the program. And it's just, that's his work.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that certainly has emerged in your life now looking back, and you're still deeply into it, is preaching the Word of God, bringing powerfully yes. the Word of God to people. And I remember 1980, I saw you, and no, 1979, at the University of Notre Dame, standing
right.
on a stage holding a crucifix up in your hand and preaching Christ, and
right.
the Spirit of God just touched people all over yeah. the place. So did that sort of emerge at that time?
Yes, the more that I was going to prayer meetings then regularly with that dear sister, and it just was like the scales fell from my eyes, and I began to see what the Scripture was saying in a way I never had before. I began to understand the teaching of the church in a way that I hadn't before, because it was coming alive. That this wasn't just academic knowledge, this wasn't just information, but that God was inviting me into a deeper and deeper union with him that the world might see, not just through me, but through all of us, that the world might see that there is a God who loves them, a God who died for them, a God who wants them brought safely home to him.
Yeah.
And we're all called to participate in that as his disciples. And we need to become joyful,
yeah.
happy, even in the face of great difficulty. there's a sure conviction that I am not alone, that God walks with me.
Yeah, and you were right there. I mean, you were in the middle of a religious order that was fragmenting. You thought it was going to be the stable thing you were going to be a part of for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Your whole world was being rocked. You felt powerless. You didn't know what to do. I mean, so all that human stuff that we go through in life, I mean, all of us face crises and difficulties at different times. And the enemy, at that point, wants to just get us in the midst of that trial and darkness to say, you're alone, you don't know what you're doing, the future's bad for you, you might as well bolt and run, you might as well do something. Right. And Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, he who follows me will not walk in darkness. It's like you literally began to cry out to God, I want to know God in a way I've never known him before.
That's it.
And that really changed everything. That kind of led you to all this.
The fact that there was a God who I could know at a deeper level than I ever had. And that's true for everybody listening to the program. That's absolutely true. God does it in different ways, according to our personalities, according to the ways in which he would like us to serve. He reveals himself and gives us gifts, but they're all through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, particularly those sacraments, though all of the sacraments aid that, but particularly those two.
We still have a few minutes left this morning. I'm sure there's people listening to you talking about joy. And the wellspring of joy that began to emerge in your heart that wasn't there before. And they might be feeling like, wow, I could sure taste some of that right now. I mean, I just don't know that kind of joy in my life. And what would you say to them, sister? And then maybe, could you keep an eye on the clock, you just maybe lead in a prayer at the end, you know? Just tell them a little bit how they can enter into that joy. And then maybe we can end with a prayer.
Surely. I think that, at least for me, and I think it's probably true in the human condition, I think we have to reach a point where we say that my own resources, as if they were ours, but we think our own resources are not enough. I'm weighed down. I'm under it. I don't know what I believe anymore. I'm hanging on by the skin of my teeth, so to speak. I think there are a lot of people in the world that way, and a lot of people even listening to this program who are there. And I think this is where we have to acknowledge that I am not the source of my life. And I think it's important to be able to do that. That's actually a sign of maturity when you can say, I am not the source. And so it's coming before the Lord and it's just saying, Lord, I can't make this situation better. I can't change these things in my life. Will you please come into my life? Will you please, I know I'm a temple of your spirit. I don't understand what that means. Would you just come, Lord, and be my Savior? Be my Savior right now and help me and lead me closer to you. So I can pray a prayer with those of you listening for the next few moments. Father, we come into your presence through all this media, radio media, that we're able to, in a sense, draw together with one heart and one mind. And we come before you, Lord, and we just ask, you know every heart that's listening to this program. You know every life that seeks for a deeper life and seeks for a relationship with you but doesn't believe it's possible. Lord, I just ask that you would reveal in your own way, that you would reveal yourself to them, that you would activate all the graces of the sacraments in their lives, that they might come to know your joy and your peace and become more and more your disciple.
Amen. Thank you. Join us again tomorrow, friends, for another day with Sister Ann Shields. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.